friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. That's right, because he has given us a song to sing. Amen. Well, here we are. It's Thursday, this 26th day of July. Man, oh man, we are flying by. I'll tell you, it's going to be August next week. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Listener Support of Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to spend some time here with you and wrapping up the month of July. August begins next Wednesday. And actually coming up next week, just want to quickly remind you, another round of the English conversation classes takes place next Thursday at the Great News Radio Center, Lincoln Square in Urbana, Unit 112, right across from the food court. And we're always looking for teachers. So if you're able to maybe volunteer some time to be a beginner or intermediate teacher, just give us a call. We'll give you the details, 217-367-7777, or by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on About, and there you'll see a drop-down menu with English conversation classes. It's a great outreach through the Ministry of Great News Radio. Again, that begins, starts back up yet again next Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Again, more details on that, greatnewsradio.org. Also, yet again this year, the St. Joseph Township Swearingen Memorial Library in St. Joseph will be having their summer used book sale beginning next Monday. Next Monday, where books will be available for a donation of any size. That's going to be taking place starting next Monday. I think it goes on through the month of August, and they will be open during the library hours for you to be part of the summer used book sale, again, beginning next Monday. More details, 217-469-2159, 217-469-2159. Well, I'll tell you what, today we're going to be taking a look at the Word of God together here on Mark and Friends today and talk about Jesus, the great rescuer. Oh, it's going to be a good study today from Matthew chapter 14. Jesus, the great rescuer, right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength in need is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Thank you.
guide my soul to say, my lips shall still repeat. Jesus made it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll. And remember back in, I think it was the fall of 2010, it was an estimated billion people around the globe watched in suspense for weeks those miners in Chile. They were trapped 3 miles under the ground, and the 33 men were desperate. The collapse of a main tunnel had sealed their exit and thrust them into survival mode. Remember that? And they actually ate 2 spoonfuls of tuna, a sip of milk, and a morsel of peaches every other day. And for 2 months, they prayed for someone to save them. And on the surface above, the rescue team designed a 13-foot-tall capsule and drilled and made a way through a tunnel, and they all were rescued. That took 69 days. And there are times, dear friend, when you and I need to be rescued. I'm not talking about just for salvation. I'm talking about when we need to be rescued from issues of life. And today we're going to take a look at a man who needed to be rescued. If you have your Bible, turn, if you would, to Matthew 14. Now, if you're driving, don't worry about digging in the back for your Bible or anything like that. I'll read these scriptures to you. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, where he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was all alone. But the boat, by this time, was a long way from land, beaten, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" So, friend, we see several different things here. We see Peter's faith. It says, "And Peter answered him, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.'" Now, I know Peter has gotten a bad rap about sinking in the water, but he did have an element of faith. He says, "Lord, if it is you, command me to walk on the water." Now, I have no idea what prompted him to ask such a question, but his faith in Jesus was remarkable. Now, this was the Sea of Galilee. It's known for these crazy storms that come up out of nowhere. And Peter was a fisherman. He knows all about fish. He knows all about boats and nets. He knows about all the crazy storms that take place on the Sea of Galilee. And one was taking place at this moment. And knowing all of that, he still had the faith to step out on the water. Think about it. There's a storm going on. Knowing everything he knows, he still had faith to do the impossible. See, our problem is, my problem is, I know too much. We know too much, right? Sometimes we allow the facts to overpower our faith. Isn't that the truth? But dear friend, when it comes to the Word of God, when it comes to the promises of God, when it comes to the will of God, when it comes to the power of God, facts alone don't determine the final outcome. Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Verse 29, and he said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. Friend, Peter not only had the faith to ask, he also had the faith to get out of the boat. See, it's one thing to talk about faith, and it's another thing to walk in faith. I mean, really. So we see here Peter's faith, and then on the other side of the coin, we see Peter's flop. Yeah, verse 30 says, when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. Now think about this for a second. This is a real life story of a real life man who in real life did walk on water. And I'm thinking, what did that feel like? Like when he stepped his foot over the boat onto the water, I mean, did it feel like concrete? Was it like jello? Was it slippery? Was it like you're walking on? I have no idea, but here's Peter all out here. He's a fisherman. He's made a living on the water. He steps out over the edge of the boat, puts his feet on something solid. I have no idea, walking on the water and begins to walk. And maybe about this time, maybe a big old wind, a wave or something splashes him in the face. He hears the howling wind. Now he's saying, wait a second, what am I doing here? This is crazy. And he begins to sing. See, the Bible says in verse 30, when he saw the wind, he was afraid. He saw the wind and was afraid. Friend, we sink when we fix our eyes on other things. We sink when we fix our eyes on other things, and we sink when we get our eyes off of Jesus. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. So we see Peter's faith, we see Peter's flop, and all of a sudden, we now see Peter's freedom. Verse 30, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took a hold of him. Peter began to sink. Peter began to drown. Peter began to drink some water. The water was sinking in on him. The water began to swallow Peter. And maybe you're listening today, dear friend, and you're being swallowed by life. Swallowed by debt. Swallowed by addiction. Swallowed by disappointment. Swallowed by family issues. Swallowed by feelings of same-sex attraction. Swallowed by guilt. Swallowed by shame. Swallowed by consequences from bad mistakes. Swallowed by life. Wherever you are on that spectrum today, dear friend, you do what Peter did. You cry out, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Because only God can bring peace in the middle of chaos. Only God can bring joy in the middle of despair. Only God can bring wisdom in the midst of confusion. Only God can bring healing in the midst of brokenness. Even when Peter failed, Jesus was there to save him. And friend, I just want to let you know today, no matter how far you have fallen, no matter how far you have failed, you can cry out to God in your moment of crisis. Lord, save me. Save me. Psalm 40, verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. There's a story, and I've shared it before, about a man who fell into a pit and could not get himself out. A Pharisee said, only bad people fall into a pit. And a news reporter was walking by and wanted an exclusive story on this pit. A mathematician walked by and calculated how he fell into the pit. A county inspector walked by and asked if he had a permit to dig a pit. The county tax assessor came along and figured the taxes he would owe on the pit. And Jesus, seeing the man, took him by the hand and lifted him up out of the pit. Friend, I'm not sure where you are today, but his hand is not too short that he cannot save. And most importantly, before anything, we need to be saved from our sin, from our disobedience to God. And when there's sin in our life, there's a barrier, there's a wall between us and God. And there isn't anything that we can do in our own strength to knock it down. And a friend, if we die with that wall there between us and God, it remains there forever. And we find ourselves in a place called hell. But God made a way through his son Jesus, who carried your cross, my cross, our cross, up Calvary, and died a death that you should have died, that I should have died. And all those who put their trust and faith and ask for forgiveness and put their trust in Jesus and Jesus alone shall inherit eternal life. Acts 16:31. And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Friend, I encourage you today on this Thursday, let's do some business with God and put your trust, put your faith in Jesus and ask him and him alone for forgiveness, because Jesus really does rescue.
Sinking sand, all other ground
Right on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Hey, friend, thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Mark and Friends. You can always drop me a note. My email address here at the radio ministry is joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y, that's Joey, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up the headphones and make room for Mark and Jason, who will be in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.